Good afternoon and welcome back to the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota, home of the Bemidji State University men's and women's hockey programs, and also home to the championship games here for the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament on this New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everyone, and thanks for joining us here for our championship game, game four of the afternoon. Taking a look at how these two teams got here, Grand Forks, the home team today in the championship bracket, taking on Hermantown, the visitor. The teams will line up, and we'll get you our starting lineups coming up here shortly. The championship bracket brought to you by C.K. Dudley's on Old Highway 71 in Bemidji.
Welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament Championship Game. This championship game features the visitors from Hermantown, the Hermantown Hawks, and the home team, the Grand Forks Seawolves. Starting lineups for the visitors for the Hermantown Hawks. In goal, number 31, Garen Upsall. At defense, number 20, Jack Olson. On the other defense, number 13, Bo Janzig. Your forwards are number 6, Cade Kohansky. Number 9, Zam Plant. And number 19, Max Plant. Here's the rest of the Hermantown Hawks, coached by Greg Hansen, Mark Sams, Derek Plant, and Marty Olson. Squirt escort is Nick Johnson. And now for your home team, starting lineups. In goal, number 29, Noah Berger. At defense, number 23, Connor Litzinger. On the other defense, number 15, Kyle Fulton. Your forwards are number 9, Sean Gershewski. Number 10, Cole Spicer. And number 25, Hunter Anderson. Squirt escort is Gabe St. Peter. The Seawolves are coached by John Spicer, Jeremy Fulton, Peter Spicer, and Tim Litzinger. And now we'll be playing the national anthem. Please stand and remove your hats.
There you have it, our championship bracket. Only moments away from the puck drop here at the Sanford Center, Robert H. Peters Rink in Bemidji, Minnesota. Grand Forks taking on Hermantown. And Grand Forks defeated Bismarck Red in the opening round of pool play, 7-0. Hermantown defeated Wayzata 6-2 in that opening round. Hermantown then defeated East Grand Forks 12-2, while Grand Forks defeated Superior 10-1. In bracket play, Hermantown defeated Fargo Blue 5-1. While Grand Forks defeated St. Cloud 4-0. And we are underway here as the Grand Forks Hawks and the, or Seawolves and the Hermantown Hawks battle it out for the championship game here this afternoon. Game four of our coverage on PaulBunyanHockey.com, courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. Your radio home for Bemidji State University Athletics, Beaver Men's and Women's Hockey. I'm Kelly Schultz. I'll have the action here for you today. Also the voice of Bemidji State University Women's Hockey for 10 years. Hawks will be to my left here to start things off. Decked out in navy blue and gold. Navy blue jerseys with a gold and white stripe at the bottom of their jersey and on their sleeves. The Grand Forks Seawolves wearing white jerseys with red and black, I believe, is their accent color. Inside Grand Forks territory. Hawks tied up over in the far corner is Dakota Bristol. Finally broken free by Gavin Blomdahl. Seawolves able to exit their zone. Fired back into Seawolves territory. Blomdahl with the puck. He'll skate around in the corner with it. That's Bristol. Stolen by Sattler of the Seawolves. Now over on the far half boards, Hermantown not able to keep it inside the offensive zone. Out to center ice. Carried in to Seawolf territory by Dominic Thomas. He's quickly bumped off the play. Shot comes in. Dominic Gershewski. Two Gershewskis on this Seawolves team. And two Plants on the other, on the Hermantown team. Guessing they're brothers. Sean and Dominic Gershewski. And Max and Zam Plant on Hermantown's team. Picked up inside Seawolves territory. They'll clear it out. Collected there by George Peterson of Hermantown. He'll break it out of his zone. Out to center. Kept out briefly, but then carried back in by the Seawolves. A shot taken there by Cole Spicer. Was stopped by Garen Opsahl. And the Hawks are able to clear it up the ice. Kohansky got stopped at the blue line. Spicer sent it backwards to Fulton. And the Seawolves will drive that one down low. Chasing it is Sean Gershewski. His pass intercepted by Zam Plant. Fired out to center. Bo Janzig. And a shot comes in. Kohansky. And Hermantown takes a 1-0 lead. We'll see if they credit that one to Kohansky or his line mate. Shots on goal in favor of Hermantown, 2-1. 1-0 Hermantown.
At 4:02 of the first period, the Hermantown Hawks score their first goal from number 13, Bo Janzig, assisted by number 19, Max Plant, and number 6, Cade Kohansky. Janzig from Plant and Kohansky.
And again, Hermantown trying to get something going. Yeah. Another shot. Oh, big save made there by Noah Berger. 1-0 Hermantown. Gavin Blomdahl with the puck. Out of the zone comes Colton Bjorgi for the Seawolves. He'll drive it back behind the net of Garen Opsahl. Kept in play on the near side by Connor Litzinger. Hawks trying to break it free off that back wall. Seawolves, continue to control inside the offensive zone. Finally cleared out, though, by Carter Rother. Rother sends it into the corner. He'll collect the puck, drive it over to the far wall. It's intercepted. Tapped aside by Matt Kaupinen. Seawolves out to center. Intercepted by Sattler. Carlson. Hermantown leading 1-0 with 11 minutes to play in the first period here. Championship game overall. One of these two teams will take their first loss of the weekend. Seawolves with the puck inside the offensive zone from the blue line. A shot by Colton Dahl. He's redirected into the near corner. Picked up by Anderson. He lost the puck briefly. Peterson battling for the puck with Krzyzewski. Driven around to the near wall. Hermantown's Cade Kahansky clears. Kahansky sent it into the offensive zone. There it was intercepted by Hunter Anderson. Anderson's pass rinked wide to Dahl. And cleared out to center, intercepted back by Bo Janzig of Hermantown. Now picked up by Max Plant. Plant, his pass to the right circle, found Kahansky, and then he was poke-checked off the play. Nice defensive work there by Colton Dahl. Back into Hermantown territory, and cleared right back. Out by the Hawks, Kahansky. Intercepted. Back up the ice. Here come the Seawolves. Cole Spicer. Spicer winds up and sends that one right to the net, and it'll be held onto by Opsahl. 9:24 to play in the first. 1-0 Hermantown. Shots on net. 3-3. Lone goal scored by Janzig of Hermantown. Face-off won by the Seawolves. Riley Vetch was sent back to the blue line. And out. Seawolves will carry it right back. Driven deep into Hermantown territory. And a little too far, it'll be icing called against Grand Forks. Thanks to our on-air sponsors today, Coca-Cola of Bemidji, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. Two locations here in Bemidji, including the new one right outside of Paul Bunyan Mall. If you haven't been there, it's pretty fancy. And, of course, breakfast all day. That's my favorite part. Seawolves with the puck inside their own zone. Broken out by Vetch. Played ahead. Vetch drives it into Hawks territory. It's quickly cleared out by Chase Sands. Seawolves try to break it out of their zone again. Flipped ahead by Severson. Stopped there by Jack Olson of the Hawks. Now kept alive. Seawolves try to center that one. It came from Will Johnson. Was looking for Hunter Anderson, and it was intercepted. Back up the ice. Here comes Gavin Blomdahl. Blomdahl winds up, misses wide. Seawolves will exit their zone. at center. Puck is driven down low by Connor Litzinger. He was trying to peel off for a change. Hawks will regain control of the puck and carry it back the other way. Here comes Dominic Thomas. Thomas loses the puck at the blue line, and it was stolen away by Cole Spicer. Spicer winds up and fires, and that one's gloved and held onto by the goaltender for Hermantown, Garen Opsahl. Don't forget, you can email the booth this afternoon while you're listening from home. Go to paulbunyanhockey.com. Find the email the booth link. Let me know where you're listening. That was a blast right up the slot by number 10, Cole Spicer. Now back the other way. Here come the Hawks. Zam Plant passes it out in front. Oh, big save made there by Noah Berger. He even got a bigger save from his defenseman. Hunter Aker clears it off the ice. Intercepted by George Peterson of Hermantown. The Hawks will fire it all the way up the ice, and icing is called against Hermantown. 1-0 our score. Hermantown leads Grand Forks, 6:38 to play here in the first period. 4-4 shots on net. No penalties called as of yet. And hopefully we won't see many. First game we saw a lot of penalties. Then things got a little bit better. Only 6 penalties called all in all in last game. And they've been called pretty evenly. Hawks with a shot. Glove save made. Came off the stick of Gavin Blomdahl. And Noah Berger made that look easy. Faceoff will come to the left circle of Grand Forks. Faceoff was won by Hunter Anderson. Seawolves will exit up the ice. Here comes Anderson. Anderson lost his stick briefly there and lost the puck. Now Litzinger comes to keep the play alive at the blue line. Fired around to the far wall. Out to center. Colton Dahl will keep it on the offensive side of the center line for the Seawolves. They find themselves down 1-0. Hermantown with the lead. 5:43 to play. Skyler Severson sent it back to the blue line. Litzinger sent it to the corner. Litzinger not able to hang on. It was popped out and up the ice by Chase Sams of Hermantown. Now Fulton being pestered. He's being chased down by a couple of Hawks. Got the puck out of the zone. Sent back in over the Hermantown blue line, but intercepted by Blomdahl. Blomdahl will skate it out of the zone. Gets to center. Got bumped off of the puck by 3 Seawolves. And now up the ice, here comes Hunter Aker. Aker drove it into the left circle for Spicer. Spicer sent it around to the far corner. Back to Aker, now at the blue line. Dahl to the corner for Aker. At the bottom of the goal line, far post, Spicer tried to jam that one past Opsahl, wasn't able to. 4:25 to play here in this first period. 1-0 Hermantown. Hawks, Matt Kalpinen with the puck in the corner. Offensive zone play now for the Hawks. Skating it to the middle of the slot was Dominic Thomas. His shot was blocked by Dominic Krzyzewski. Centering pass. Oh, right in the slot. Just missing wide was Colton Bjorgi. as the Seawolves try to get on the scoreboard here with 3:45 to play in the first. A 1-0 lead for Hermantown. Hawks drive the puck deep into Seawolves territory. Nearly turned over. Finally broken out of the zone. It was cleared right back in. Picked up by Hermantown's Zam Plant. He'll drive that one right through the slot. And it was cleared out by Grand Forks' Dylan Jackson. Letzinger carries the puck into the zone. Tried to drive one up the slot, and instead he was stopped there by two defensemen, including a forward, Gavin Blomdahl. Good back checking there by Blomdahl. Hawks trying to clear out of their zone. Popped out by Wyatt Carlson. Driven right back in. Near wall, Severson. Now Litziger has it stolen. Back the other way, here comes Zam Plant. Plant on a 2-on-1. Plant with a shot and a goal. That one just, he squeaks past Noah Berger, who went down in the splits. It's 2-0 Hermantown. With 2:18 left to play in the first period.
At the 14:42 mark of the first period, Hermantown Hawks goal scored by number 9, Zam Plant, assisted by number 6, Cade Kohansky. Plant from Kohansky.
Kohansky's second assist of the game. Now the Seahawks putting good pressure on offensively here. Turning the puck around is Aker, getting the shot off. Was Sean Gershewski. Seawolves find themselves down 2-0. Minute 23 left here in the first. Up the ice comes Spicer. This shot blocked by George Peterson. And a shot coming in from the left or right side, just missing.
1 minute remaining in the first period.
It was Carter Rother. So Gavin Blomdahl has been part of a lot of big plays for Hermantown, but hasn't gotten any points. He definitely has a presence on the ice if you see number 12 out there for Hermantown. He definitely creates opportunities for the Hawks here, and he has so far. Offensive faceoff for the Seawolves. Didn't last very long. Back the other way, here come the Hawks again. Puck will be picked up now by the Seawolves' Garen Sattler, who breaks it out of the zone. He'll keep it at the center line. Tried to carry it in and gets caught offside. (clears throat) 31.9 seconds left in the first of our championship game here. Game 4 of the day at the Sanford Center on the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, Pee Wee A Tournament, with Hermantown leading 2-0 over Grand Forks. Hermantown again with the puck inside the offensive zone. Carter Rother into the near corner. Two Seawolves battling for the puck. Dominic Thomas, the other one. Riley Vetch putting on a good battle for the puck, and that's going to do it. For period number one, 2-0. Hermantown leading, shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 9-8. So Grand Forks has had some good opportunities, just hasn't been able to put the puck past Hermantown's goalie, Garen Opsahl. Goals scored by Janzig and Plant. Plant with the assist to Janzig. The other assist, Cade Kohansky, having two assists here so far in this game. As we get a little bit of a break here, we'll take a break. And
saves in the first period for the Hermantown Hawks, Garen Opsahl, 9. For the Grand Forks Seawolves, Noah Berger, 6.
Those are your saves. We will take a break and thank our sponsors for being part of our broadcast here today. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament on paulbunyanhockey.com, courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. 2-0, Hermantown leading Grand Forks after one period of play in our championship game today.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center. Period number 2 underway. Get an icing call to start things out. And a face-off down at the Hawks end of the ice. Hawks to my right for this second period, defending with Garen Opsahl to my right. And Noah Berger for the Seawolves to my left here as I broadcast from the press box at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Seawolves with a drive toward the net by Kyle Fulton. Tied up along the near wall, now finally broken free. Seawolves will chase it back into their own zone. Litzinger clears it out. Collected by Bojanzig. And driven back into Seawolves territory. Seawolves able to send it back toward the Hawks blue line. Hermantown leading 2-0 here, championship game. Sean Gershevsky carried it into the offensive zone, then had it stolen away. Back up the ice, here comes Matt Kalpinen. Kalpinen with a pass. Shot fired there by Dakota Bristol from the left side. That one just misses wide. Will Johnson will break it out of the zone. Actually, check that. It's Riley Vetch. Back inside Hermantown territory. Kept in at the blue line. Blasted toward the net by Wyan LeDuc. Vetch chases it over to the far wall. He'll drive it down low. Left corner of Hawks territory. Carlson comes up with it. Tries to clear it. He'll send it over to the far side of the boards. And out. Picked up at center by Dominic Gershevsky. It Great wide pass from Blomdahl to Sams. Driven deep into Seawolves territory. Grand Forks able to pick up the puck. Severson clears it ahead. Out to center, intercepted by Janzik. Back in over the blue line. And driven right back out by the Seawolves. Up the ice, here comes Johnson. Over to the near corner. His pass flutters off of his stick. It was intercepted there by Kaupinen. Back the other way, here comes Hermantown. Rother, far wall. Lost an edge, went down in a heap, and it'll be stolen away and carried back the other way. Krzyzewski drives that one all the way around the boards. And a shot from Hermantown's Matt Kaupinen comes in. He'll land right in the glove of Noah Berger. .13:46 to play in the second. 2-0, Hermantown leads. Championship game of our four-game series here today. We'll run through some of our scores coming up from earlier in the day. So take a look at the brackets. In the opening game today, the Headwaters Championship, Wayzata defeating Superior 6-3. In the Blue Ox Bracket Championship, East Grand Forks defeating Egan 6-2. And in our last game, Minot defeating Mound West Tonka 7-3. Here we are, game four of the day. Hermantown leading Grand Forks with 13 minutes left in the second period. Grand Forks is able to exit their zone up the ice. Comes Hunter Aker. Aker in on the right wing side. Centering pass comes off the wall from Spicer. And Sattler's shot was blocked. Out of the zone, here comes Zam Plant. Plant winds up. Pad save made. Kicked out by Noah Berger. Centering the pass from next to the wall. And that one was sent out to neutral ice. We got an offsides call against Hermantown. You can hear the Hawks goalie scratching up his crease, still down at the right side. Darren Opsahl preparing for the Seawolves as they make their way into the zone. Dylan Jackson with the puck in the left-hand corner. He'll skate around with the puck to the back wall. Still has control. Tried to drop it off. Was looking for Chase Sam. Oh, wow. Back the other way came the Hawks. Gavin Blomdahl. Again, like I said, he has a presence out there. He hadn't gotten any scoring yet, but has put his team in a good position with
at the 5:06 mark of the second period, Hermantown Hawks goal scored by number 12, Gavin Blomdahl, assisted by number 16, Dakota Bristol. Blomdahl from Bristol.
So Blomdahl from Bristol is your scoring at 5:06 of the second period. 3-0 Hermantown. Grand Forks trying to break out of their zone. It'll be sent all the way up the ice. That'll be an icing call against Grand Forks. And we'll get a face-off. For the Hermantown Hawks inside their offensive zone. Seawolves' Hunter Anderson had won the draw. Grand Forks trying to get the puck out of the zone. Picked up by Will Johnson. He got to the center line, got stopped there. Now Anderson will come help. Anderson with the puck in on the right wing side. Got stopped there at the blue line and an offside call against the Seawolves. Taking a look at some of the other scores from earlier today in the consolation rounds. The Headwaters consolation, Bismarck White defeats Virginia 4-2. Bismarck beat Brainerd 8-2 in the Blue Ox consolation. And Bemidji defeating Fargo Black in the Lumberjack championship game, or consolation championship. St. Cloud playing Fargo Blue in the consolation championship. .10-13 to play here in the second, halfway through our hockey game, championship game. Seawolves with the shot. Ends up underneath the skates of one of the Hermantown Hawks. It was George Peterson who helped out his goalie there. And now Gershewski trying to get another shot on net. And a penalty coming up against Cole Spicer. As he trips up Dominic Thomas. And the first penalty of the day is called against the Seawolves.
At 7:15 of the second period, the Hermantown Hawks, Grand Forks Seawolves, number 10, Cole Spicer, 2 minutes for tripping. Spicer, 2 minutes tripping.
And Hermantown goes on a power play, the first one of the game. That's actually impressive that this game has stayed penalty-free through half of it. Picked up by Hermantown, centering pass shorthanded. Power play opportunity there for Hermantown. Seawolves will exit their zone up the ice. Here goes Hunter Anderson. Anderson shorthanded, sends that deep into the zone. Puck will be collected there and turned over actually at the blue line briefly by Hermantown's Jack Olson, but Olson with a shot right up the slot was stopped by the goaltender Berger. Tied up in the far corner of Seawolves territory. Picked up there by Janzig. Now sent to the right side of the goal line. Janzig keeps it alive at the blue line. Passed back to the blue line. Onto the stick of Pahansky. And the one-timer fanned on by Zamplant. Seawolves able to clear it up the ice. They could change a part of their penalty killers. Nice work there by Dominic Gershewski to keep the puck out of the zone briefly while his teammates made their change. And the shot by Chase Sams ends up high and into the glove of Noah Berger. Hermantown leading 3-0 here with 7:46 to play in the second period. Championship game of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey
Seawolves, full strength.
Back out of the penalty box is Cole Spicer. He's just going to go back out on the ice. A couple players go down in a pile along the near corner, and we're going to whistle that play dead as the Hermantown player, Dakota Bristol, was unable to get up. Faceoff will come just outside of Grand Forks zone. Dakota Bristol brings the puck into the offensive zone for Hermantown. And it was misplayed at the blue line. Back the other way, here comes the Seawolves. Seawolves with a nice pass by Cole Spicer. Unfortunately, the shot was missed. Seawolves again. Shot was blocked by Hermantown. And here comes Hermantown back the other way. Bristol drives the puck down low, back behind the net of Berger. Seawolves will break it out to center. Carried back the other way by Spicer. Spicer with the puck. His pass. Nice pass to the left, found Hunter Aker. And Aker couldn't put it away. They wave off icing. It's collected at the back wall. And now carried out. Back the other way comes Colton Bjorgi. Bjorgi winds up and fires. Sends it off the back wall behind the net of Hermantown's goalie. And it'll sail all the way up the ice. Litzinger keeps it out of the zone. He'll carry it over center. Drives it ahead. Carried into the offensive zone by Riley Vetch. And Vetch drives that one to the net. And it's stopped there by Opsahl. 5:58 to play in the second. Shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 15-12, but Hermantown leads 3-0. Only one penalty has been called here today in this championship game. The goals scored by Janzik, Plant, and Blomdahl for Hermantown. Hermantown sends the puck into the offensive zone, a 2-on-1. Broken up nicely there by Connor Litzinger of Grand Forks. Another centering pass looking for Kahansky was broken up. And Anderson again. He's going to peel out of the zone. 2-on-2 now for the Seawolves. Anderson centers that one. Oh, just missing the stick of his line mate, Will Johnson. And the Hermantown Hawks back inside the offensive zone. Lost the puck. Spicer will collect it and drive it out to neutral ice. Picked up there by Jack Olson. His rink-wide pass finds Janzik. Janzik gets lifted off of his skates. It'll be touched up by one of the Seawolves, and we get a tripping call against Grand Forks. Their second penalty of the game. Headed to the penalty box for a tripping is number 14, Skyler Sanderson.
At 12:07 of the second period, the Seawolves have been assessed a two-minute tripping penalty to number 14, Skyler Sanderson. Sanderson, 2 minutes tripping.
4:46 left here in the second period. Minute 50 left on the power play time for Hermantown. Their second of the day. They're 0-2. Blomdahl with the puck. He'll send it back to the blue line. Finds Janzik. Janzik sends it back into the left corner. Finds Sams. Now Blomdahl to Sams. Sams sends it back to the blue line. Janzik. Now Blomdahl. Back to Janzik. Janzik winds up and fires. Tipped in by Dakota Bristol. A power play goal for Hermantown makes it 4-0. The hard shot came from the blue line. It was tipped in there by Bristol.
At 12:46 of the second period, the Hawks goal scored by number 16, Dakota Bristol, assisted by number 12, Gavin Blumdahl, and number 5, Chase Sams. Bristol from Blumdahl and Sams.
4-0 our score. 3:53 to play here in the second period. Hermantown with a lead. Back inside Hermantown zone. Shot fired there by Cole Spicer, just missing wide. Hermantown tries to clear. It's kept in along the near wall by Fulton. Rink-wide pass through the slot by Spicer. No one home. Kept in, though, on that far side by Litzinger. Driven to the back wall behind the net of Opsahl. Seawolves trying to get on the scoreboard here. Carried toward the net from the corner by Bjorgi. He was bumped off the play by Bristol. Bristol in the near corner. Vetch tries to break it free, as does Dylan Jackson. Jackson finally breaks it free, sends it toward the net, covered up there by Opsahl of the Hawks. 4-0 our score. Hermantown with the lead. Goals by Janzig and Plant in the first. Blomdahl and Bristol in the second. The last one, a power play goal. Grand Forks now, or Hermantown now, 1-for-2 on the power play. 2:34 to play here in the second period of our championship game of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. This year's champion will be a new champion from the previous years. Last year's champion was St. Cloud. Year before that, also St. Cloud. 2013 winner was Andover. 2012 was Brainerd. 2011 was one of the Grand Forks teams. I'm not exactly sure if it was this one. It doesn't list. I'd have to go back in the archives. But again, a Grand Forks team has won this. Just not sure if it's the Seawolves or if it's the... can't think of their names. We were just talking about them a couple weeks ago on the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, but there are two Grand Forks teams, and this year they decided to go separate ways for tournaments this weekend. Kind of, you know, make things interesting so they're not playing each other. Big save made by Opsahl. Another shot came in. That one came from Wyan LeDuc. Tied up along the near wall. Seawolves trying to get on the scoreboard. Another shot blasted there by Cole Spicer. Was deflected high and out of play over the glass behind the net of Opsahl. 1:10 left in the second. 4-0 Hermantown. Leading Grand Forks. Tapped aside there at the faceoff dot. Zam Plant had won the draw. Puck will sail around as Peterson tries to clear. Tied up over on the far wall.
1 minute remaining in the second period.
Broken out of the zone, but Grand Forks wouldn't leave the zone, so offside the call. With 50.8 seconds left in the second. Grand Forks needs to score 4 goals to get back into this hockey game. They may have to wait until that third period. 38 seconds left. Peterson again tries to clear. He's being chased down by a couple of Seawolves. Peterson drives it over to the near corner for Wyatt Carlson. Carlson clears it out. Now ahead to Zam Plant. Plant sends one off the stick of Noah Berger. Big save there for the Seawolves. Driven to the near corner. Kept in at the blue line by Carlson of the Hawks. Now at the back wall. Bumped off the play was Plant. Puck settles out in front, and that will do it for period number 2. As Max Plant turned and fired, and the buzzer had sounded. Only 17 more minutes to go here in our full day of hockey broadcasts, the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. We take a 12-minute break and come back. We'll come back with period number three between Hermantown and Grand Forks. Our score after two, Hermantown leads 4-0. Again, goals by Janzig, Plant, Blomdahl, and Bristol. Two in the first, two in the second for a 4-0 lead over Grand Forks. Shots on net in favor of the Seawolves, though. 16-14 over the Hawks. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament championship game here on paulbunyanhockey.com, courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. We'll be back.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Third period of hockey here between Hermantown and Grand Forks, 4-0. Hermantown leads. We'll see if coach of the Grand Forks team gave him a good speech and get him riled up here for this third and final period of the championship game. A lot on the line here, folks. This is the big one. Final game of our broadcasts today. And right off the get-go, well, that doesn't help Grand Forks' efforts as they give up their fifth goal of the day to Hermantown. We'll get you the scoring. 5-0.
The 26-second mark of the third period. Hermantown goal scored by number 9, Zam Plant. Assisted by number 20, Jack Olson. And number 13, Bo Jensen. Plant from Olson and Jensen.
5-0 our score, 16-22 to play. Hermantown with the lead. Faceoff inside Grand Forks territory. Kept in at the blue line. Another shot comes in, blocked out in front. Kept alive there by Hermantown's George Peterson. He'll send it to the corner for Sams. picked up at the back wall by Bristol. He carried it out and then had it poke checked off of his stick out to center. Blomdahl drives that one deep. Centering pass comes out in front. Grand Forks will drive it out to neutral ice. Intercepted by Wyatt Carlson, and Hermantown carries it right back into the offensive zone. The pass broken up nicely there by Wyatt LaDuke. But Hermantown still controls inside Grand Forks territory. Rother battles for it at the blue line. Gets it over to Kapanen. Kapanen in the corner. It's bumped up against the boards by Sattler. And a shot comes from the right side of the blue line by Olsen. Puck will be carried back the other way. Here comes Grand Forks into the offensive zone. Anderson got bumped off the play there by Janzig. Grand Forks shoots and scores. One of the Hermantown players was playing with a broken stick. Forced to drop it out at center. Actually, two of them were playing with a broken stick. And now Grand Forks gets on the board.
At the 2:24 mark of the third period, Seawolves' goal scored by number 25, Hunter Anderson, unassisted. Anderson, unassisted.
And quickly back the other way, Hermantown trying to answer. That was held on to by the goaltender, Noah Berger. Five-1 our score. Hermantown leads Grand Forks, 14:23 to play. Face off right circle. Zamplant won the draw, sends it to the back wall behind the net of his goalie. He'll play it around to the near wall. Grand Forks with a quick shot. Spicer. And now here comes Hermantown back up the ice. Kohansky drives that one right through the crease and misses his line mate. He'll be kept in there at the blue line. Plant. Driven by Kohansky to the back wall. Centering pass. Backdoor play was interrupted there by Kyle Fulton, the defenseman. Fulton will collect it at the back wall. Drives that one all the way up the ice. Nice and called against Grand Forks. 13:35 to play in the third. 5-1 Hermantown. Only two penalties called here today, both against Grand Forks. Hermantown is 1-for-2 on the power play. It's been a pretty clean game so far. Hermantown still controls inside the offensive zone, driven to the back wall by Bristol. Grand Forks tries to clear. Over to the far wall. Tapped aside by Janzik. Centering pass. Comes to the bottom of the left circle. Bristol got bumped off the play. Actually got pushed. Nothing got called. Now Blomdahl with the puck. He'll skate around out at center. Driven into the right corner. Now collected at the back wall. And Grand Forks will carry it back the other way. Riley Vetch drops it off for Dylan Jackson. Jackson in the near corner. Sends it back to the blue line. The one-timer bouncing puck. Driven high by Dominic Gershevsky. Was gloved and dropped by one of the Hawks. Anderson with the shot. Held on to by the goaltender, Garen Upsall. Another shot comes in. That one from the top of the left circle by Dominic Gershevsky. And the Hawks are able to clear it out of their zone. Carter Rother with it out at center. They'll try to skate away from a couple of players. Neutral ice pass by Sattler to Jackson. From Johnson. Johnson skates it back over the blue line, right wing side. He'll stop inside the right circle. Drives one toward the net. It was deflected wide. Now picked up by Vetch. Vetch couldn't hang on. It bounced over his stick. And now here come the Hawks back the other way. Tapped aside. Litzinger keeps it out of the zone. Jackson with it. At the goal line, near side, stripped off of his stick by Janzik. Here comes Janzik, passes it to his right, Kahansky. Kahansky with a shot and a goal from the left side. Max Plant puts that one away. 6-1, Hermantown.
At the 6:17 mark of the third period, the Hawks' goal scored by number 19, Max Plant, assisted by number 6, Cade Kohansky. Plant from Kohansky.
Six-one our score, 10:27 to play in the hockey game. Hermantown's last goal, as you heard, scored by Max Plant, assisted by Cade Kahansky. And here come the Hawks again. Back up the ice, Plant with some speed. Big save made there by Berger. And Grand Forks is able to clear. No, they were, and then the Hawks carried in and offside. We'll get a faceoff just outside of the blue line. Ooh, one-timer shot from the blue line there. It was a blast that came the stick of Dominic Gershevsky. Hermantown will come away with the puck and try to drive it out. They do. Sent right back in by Grand Forks. And offside as it was carried into the offensive zone by Severson. His teammate Johnson was coming out of the zone at the same time, and offside will be the call against Grand Forks. Face off just outside of the blue line. And in town, Gavin Blomdahl had won the draw. Chopped down at the Hawks blue line. Picked up there by Vetch. Vetch with the puck at the back wall. Jackson to Vetch. Jackson's pass. Now onto the stick of Bjorgi. Bjorgi's shot. Big rebound given up there, but the Hawks were able to clear it. Here comes Blomdahl. Back inside the offensive zone. Blomdahl gets poke checked off of it. Back out to neutral ice. Blomdahl comes in offside with 8:34 to play here in the third. 6-1 Hermantown leading Grand Forks. Championship game of the afternoon. Hermantown in this tournament has, up until now, 22 goals for, 7 goals against. Here comes Grand Forks back the other way. All players go flying. That was Paul Spicer trying to get Grand Forks another goal. Spicer again from the near side of the zone. Left circle. Gloved and held onto there by Opsahl. So Hermantown right now with 28 goals in this tournament. Have only given up 8 goals this tournament. They took first place in the West Division. Grand Forks had 20 goals for coming in to this afternoon's game and only given up 1 goal against today. They gave up 6 so far. They've got 21 goals and 7 against, which doesn't sound bad, but they gave up 6 here this afternoon. A penalty being called against Grand Forks. Fulton, I believe.
At the 9:26 mark of the third period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to the Grand Forks Seawolves, number 15, Kyle Fulton, for checking. Fulton, 2 minutes checking.
So Fulton in the penalty box. Connor Litzinger. See who's out there for the penalty kill is actually Anderson. Severson. Sattler and Leduc. Hermantown drives the puck up the ice into the offensive zone. Carlson. Drives it all the way up the ice. Nice work there by Wyatt Carlson. Kieran Sattler. Back into Grand Forks territory. Picked up in the near corner by Hermantown's Max Plant. Back to the blue line, Bojanczyk. Now Plant with it. Inside the left circle, bottom of the left circle. Shot fired. Another shot comes in. Big save made there by Noah Berger. Went down and stacked the pads. As Zamplant had gotten a shot. Now from the blue line, another shot taken by Jack Olson. Picked up now by Chase Sams. They'll skate it over to the left circle. Now around the boards, near half boards, to Bojanczyk. Janzig able to hold.
Seawolves full strength.
Seawolves back to full strength. Here comes Plant. Now to his other Plant. Zam with a shot. Another big save for Noah Berger. Back the other way. Here comes Grand Forks with a shot. Off the blocker of Opsahl. Shot was by Kyle Fulton. He had just exited the penalty box and got that shot off. Now back into Hermantown territory, Cole Spicer. Chasing it to the right corner is Hunter Aker. Aker skates around, tried to drive it up the wall and then center it, and instead it was intercepted in the slot by Kahansky. 4:36 to play in our hockey game. A 6-1 lead for Hermantown. Now here comes Grand Forks. They'll exit their zone. A one-on-one for Cole Spicer. Spicer gets spun around off the play by Dominic Thomas. And we'll get, I believe, an interference call. We'll see. Or is it a tripping? Oh, hooking. We're going to call a hooking call against Gavin Blomdahl. And that's the first power play of the day for Grand Forks.
At the 12:41 mark of the third period, Hermantown Hawks number 12, Gavin Blomdahl, assessed 2 minutes for hooking. Blomdahl, 2 minutes, hooking.
Power play number one. Oh, what a shot from the blue line. Came off the stick of Wyatt LaDuke. I believe it was tipped in. I didn't see who was standing at the doorway. I was going to say, as they were headed into this power play, that we'll see what this Grand Forks power play can do. And they definitely did that quick. 12 seconds into the power play, and Hermantown is struck again.
At the 12:54 mark of the third period, the Seawolves power play goal scored by number 11, Wyatt LaDuke, assisted by number 10, Cole Spicer. LaDuke from Spicer.
They are going to give it to LaDuke. That was a great shot from the blue line. It looked like it might have been redirected or tipped, but he'll get credit for now. Now, Grant Forks with a little bit of energy here. Puck is still loose as the puck came in on net from the top of the blue line by Spicer. Near wall, slid into the corner. Spicer kicks it, and it'll be intercepted. Here comes Blomdahl again into the offensive zone. His one-timer is blocked. Now Spicer with a little burst of energy. Now at Grand Forks down by four with 2:55 to play. Nice moves there. Fortunately, the puck had left the zone. Grand Forks drives it right back in. 6-2 Hermantown. Shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 26-18. And another penalty coming up. Are they going to match them up? It looks like they are. Little extracurriculars. They're going to send number 4, Wyatt Carlson of Hermantown, to the penalty box, and number 21, Colton Bjorgi of Grand Forks, into the penalty box.
At the 14:22 mark of the third period, coincidental minors have been assessed to the Hermantown Hawks, number 4, Wyatt Carlson, and to the Seawolves, number 21, Colton Bjorgi, both for roughing.
Yeah, extracurriculars. Some frustration, some passion, nothing wrong with that. 2:30 to play here in our hockey game, 6-2 Hermantown. Nice battle along the near half boards inside Hermantown territory. Dominic Thomas, though, will clear it ahead to Bo Janzig. Driven up the ice. Back behind the net of Berger. Inside Grand Forks territory. Four players battling for the puck at the back wall. Pushing it up the wall. It'll be broken free by Grand Forks. There's number 5, Riley Vetch. Now up the ice. Here comes Dominic Gershevsky. His shot just sails wide. Another shot comes in from the far side of the blue line. A blast by Severson. And the puck will be kept in. Another shot taken there by Gershevsky. Gloved and dropped by Opsahl. And Hermantown gets the puck back with a minute 32 left to play. 6-2 our score as Hermantown leads this one by 4 over Grand Forks. Grand Forks, the breakout pass, actually stopped at the blue line. Kate Kahansky And an offside call as the puck just bounces out of the zone and Plant carried it right back in. Our championship game and our final game of the day. Harmontown tried to or kept the Grand Forks Seawolves from getting another goal. With 43 seconds left, it looks like Harmontown is going to win this one. Ice and called, though, against Harmontown. Faceoff will come back into their zone as Grand Forks gets an offensive faceoff. Shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 27-18. They find themselves down by 4, 6-2. Harmontown with 40.7 seconds left in the hockey game. Harmontown wins the draw. They'll clear it up the ice. And another icing call with 32 seconds left. Taking a quick look back on some of the scores from earlier today. In the Headwaters Championship, it was Wayzata defeating Superior 6-3. In the consolation game of that bracket, it was Bismarck White defeating Virginia 4-2. In the Blue Ox Championship, it was East Grand Forks defeating Egan and Bismarck defeating Brainerd. In the Lumberjack bracket, it was Minot defeating Mound Westonka and Bemidji defeating Fargo Black in the consolation. Here comes Harmontown up the ice with 5 seconds left. They're just going to drive it down low, and that's going to do it. Harmontown wins the championship for the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Sticks and gloves in the air on the ice and a team huddle.
Players, please line up and shake hands.
With the Squirt Escort, Nick Johnson carrying the banner for
congratulations
Harmontown.
To the Harmontown Hawks, the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament champions of the 2016 tournament.
Our final today,
6-2. We'll have the players line up on their respective blue lines for the presentation.
We will turn it back over to our PA announcer, John Carlson, here in just a moment. But again, a big win. 6-2, Harmontown. Harmontown team that scored 28 goals in this tournament only gave up 9 goals here. They defeat Grand Forks today 6-2 in the championship bracket. The home host team Bemidji taking the consolation championship in the Lumberjack bracket, defeating Fargo Black 2-0.
Place medals to the Grand Forks Seawolves. Please come forward as I call your name. Number 3, Hunter Aker. Number 4, Garen Sattler. Number 5, Riley Vetch. Number 6, Will Johnson. Number 9, Sean Gershewski. Number 10, Cole Spicer. Number 11, Wyatt LeDuc. Number 14, Skyler Severson. Number 15, Kyle Fulton. Number 16, Colton Dahl. Number 17, Dylan Jackson. Number 19, Dominic Gershewski. Number 21, Colton Bjorgi. Number 23, Connor Litzinger. Number 25, Hunter Anderson. Number 29, Noah Berger. And Squirt Escort, Gabe St. Peter. The Grand Forks Seawolves, coached by John Spicer, Jeremy Fulton, Peter Spicer, Tim Litzinger, team manager Jenny Spicer, and Nikki Johnson. Congratulations, and the presentation of the plaque. The captains of the Seawolves, please come forward to accept your second place plaque. Congratulations to the Seawolves. Now your first place medals, the gold medals to the Hermantown Hawks. Number two, Matt Kaupinen. Number four, Wyatt Carlson. Number five, Chase Sams. Number six, Cade Kohansky. Number seven, Dominic Thomas. Number nine, Zam Plant. Number 10, Carter Rother. Number 11, Ty Hansen. Number 12, Gavin Blomdahl. Number 13, Bo Janzig. Number 16, Dakota Bristol. Number 17, George Peterson. Number 19, Max Plant. Number 20, Jack Olson. Number 30, David Rutka. And number 31, Garen Opsahl. Squirt Escort, Nick Johnson. The Hawks are coached by Greg Hansen, Mark Sams, Derek Plant, and Marty Olson. Team manager Doug Jantzig. And the captains of the Hermantown Hawks, please come forward and accept your trophy. Congratulations to the 2016 Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament Championship Team, the Hermantown Hawks. We want to thank all the coaches, the players, the fans, parents, everyone for coming out to the tournament this year. Please drive home safely. Hope to see you again next year.
There you have it. It comes to a close with Hermantown taking the championship here at the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, a 6-2 winner over Grand Forks. Again, our winners today in the each of the championship brackets. This morning's Headwaters bracket winner, Wayzata, 6-3 over Superior. Blue Ox bracket champion, East Grand Forks over Egan, 6-2. In the Lumberjack bracket, Minot defeating Mound West Tonka, 7-3. Some big scores across today's games. And our final, our championship of all championships, the 2016 Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament champs, Hermantown Hawks, 6-2 over Grand Forks. Again, I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. Thanks for joining me here. And we will try to get all these games on a podcast to paulbunyanhockey.com so you can listen back at your leisure. And again, thanks again for joining us. And thanks to our great sponsors, McDonald's, Higgins Heating, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, and all of the great sponsors of this tournament and all the people that put such hard work into this event. We hope you'll join us next year for another year of Paul Bunyan International Hockey. From the Sanford Center in Bemidji, I'm Kelly Schultz. Have a great new year, everyone, and a great new year.